Uncertainty and hope won't change much in post-election Ukraine. There have been breakthrough talks between India and Pakistan, and a child's favorite TV show is one step toward hope in Egypt. That's coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The results of Ukraine's elections are a mix of hope and uncertainty. For the first time since 1991, Ukraine is likely to lack a communist voice in its parliament. Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association says the new parliament is largely pro-Europe.
Of all the former Soviet republics, Ukraine has been the freest. And this seems to indicate that that's likely to continue.
But they have big issues to deal with that could further divide the country.
It's been a very, very tense situation in Ukraine for the past several months. A lot of violent conflict. People have lost their lives. There's an enormous refugee crisis that continues right now.
More than 800,000 people have been forced out of their homes. Churches are stepping up to take care of refugees and encouraging them with the hope of Christ. You can come alongside them at missionnetworknews.org.
Are very real human needs that are going to be ongoing.
Next, Baptist Global Response is working to educate West Africans about the spread of Ebola. They plan to use workshops and informational brochures to help spread awareness. Workshops will include storytelling and role-playing to show how Ebola is transmitted and simple things people can do to avoid infection. There will also be a televised meeting to provide a nationwide public service announcement. Pray those living in Ebola-affected areas would receive the proper education. This is Mission Network News. Did you know one of your favorite bookstores actively supports Christian mission? Family Christian Stores partners with Christian ministries around the world, including Destiny Rescue. Steve Biondo of Family Christian introduces us to one of their main concerns.
There's this massive evil across the globe. It's concentrated in certain parts of the world, but there's this massive evil, and it's estimated that 27 million children and sometimes adults are held captive against their will.
With Destiny Rescue, Family Christian hopes to fight human trafficking.
Now what we want to do is we want to work alongside of them in a more deliberate way, in a very profound and strategic way, to launch for the first time, really in the country of the Dominican Republic, a serious rescue effort.
Stay tuned over the next month to find out how they're doing this and what you can do to help. We turn next to South Asia, where peace talks are underway. But we're not talking about diplomacy. We're talking about a breakthrough for the gospel. Global Advance's David Shibley.
Global Advance was able to convene 10 delegates from northern India, very strategic church leaders, and 10 delegates from Pakistan. We came together in a third neutral nation for what we called a tri-nation summit.
Even though the countries are hostile toward each other, the church leaders were united in purpose.
They came away with an emphasis in two areas. First of all, being sure that each unengaged, unreached people group would be reached, and most of them are targeting the year 2020. Second, a fresh commitment to the mentoring of young men and women who feel called into Christian vocational ministry.
The church is growing at unprecedented rates, increasing hostility toward the gospel. Be praying
that they would have great wisdom from the Holy Spirit in how to navigate the waters of the challenges of those who are hostile.
Special links for this story at our website. And TV is helping at least one Egyptian family cope with crisis. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, reports some viewers recently shared that they are used to living under pressure in the Middle East. But watching Sat7 reminds them to have faith in what God's doing. Pray Sat7 will be blessed as they continue ministering to families and giving them hope. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's now offering the book Cross in the Shadow of the Crescent by Erwin Lutzer. This book will help you better understand Islam so you can pray and be equipped to interact with Muslims around you. Get the Cross in the Shadow of the Crescent at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.